Hearing and chanting is our most important activities. Nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam. So first thing is we hear, and then if one hears nicely, then he naturally wants to chant. He wants to repeat what he hears. The same holds true in any, even for the materialist. So the devotees, we come here, we've had very much opportunity now for hearing. Of course, we're chanting so much Hare Krishna, but hearing so much nectar, hearing from other devotees, hearing philosophy, hearing about the Holy Dham. So we want to take it back and chant, give this to everyone. And it doesn't mean that we go back and tell them, well, there was a forest where, you know, Krishna did this or that, because most people aren't ready for that. For the devotees, we can tell, but for the public, we have to give them the books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But the potency is there from all this nice hearing that we had a chance to do in the Holy Dham, in the sanctified atmosphere, nothing else to do practically, just hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. So I know everybody's anxious to get back, but somehow or other everybody's still staying a little longer. So there are many things. People like to know what's going on in other countries, or what is the mind of devotees who go out and distribute so many books every day for so many years. Some devotees have never distributed books, but they want to. So everybody should give their contribution. Rohini Sutta Prabhu is, if you don't know, probably distributed more books than anyone else, any one person, over the period of years. And Harinamananda Prabhu is probably beating him just now, or very soon will, you know, be number, double, because he's doing so many every day, inconceivable numbers. So they have some, you know, realization, and I personally want to hear, take advantage, and everybody should, so that we can also get the same realizations quicker. Some we get by so much practice, but if someone can tell you, then we can understand and also distribute so many books.
By following sincerely, Prabhupada's instruction. And you even can become maybe one day better than Harinamananda. Who says that it's the best? I remember it was a class Tamal Krishna Goswami gave 1977. Prabhupada, he was in England, remember. He left Vrindavan and came to London. The last day. So he gave Tamal Krishna Goswami gave some lecture. So he told the history of the Sankirtan movement about book distribution in America, how everything was starting with practically 5 or 10 DDGs, or not even that, one day. Everybody was taught it was impossible to distribute big books till somebody distributed one or two big books one day. So everybody thought, wow, and he can do it, you know, let's try us also to do it. And so everybody increased in this way. So the competition going on, then suddenly became a 5, 10, 20 books, and suddenly 50 and 100 books. And suddenly so many devotees that distributed 50, 100, or even 200, 300 books every day. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami says, then therefore, when I can calculate in this way, by Krishna's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the day will come to where I can distribute 1,000 books in one day. And then everybody, you know, you are shutting his head, you know, because it's impossible, you know, to this time, 1,000 books, you know, in one day. Then he says, why not? Why should this not be possible by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And I'm convinced of his mission. But then, actually, only 1 year or 2 years later, one devotee, this is 1,000 books in London. Mr. Ramvijaya in France. That's very famous. He did incredible amount of books in practically 10 days. He distributed 7,000 big books. Never heard of, unheard of at this time, 7,000 books in 1 week, practically in 10 days. And to this time the marathon were 10 days, now we have 1 month marathon. So the marathon were going from the 14th to the 24th, non-stop practically. They distributed so many books. So everybody was surprised. And then Hari Namananda, he had 1983 at the world record for Mahabig books. He did 520 Mahabig in 1 day. And 2,300 or 400 Mahabig books in 1 week. So it was an incredible amount of books. And even last year he did distribute so many that even double BBT prize, but much more Lakshmi than before. And so who says that's the limit? Who can say that's the limit? You think that Lord Chaitanya is limited, that Hari Ramananda is the best, nobody can come even near to him or even better than him? Means they underestimate Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan movement. But the prize is we have to become sincere. Have to give up self gratification. Try to follow sincerely this process of Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smarana Pala Sevana. And then full surrender, Atmanivedana, Charanam, give everything to Krishna, take shelter by Krishna. That's actually success. Sankirtan devotee has to take 10% shelter by the lotus feet of Guru Krishna. he's out there, not even when he's out all the time, even before. You see, the whole life of successful Sankirtan devotee is always meditating about the mission of the spiritual master. Like Prabhupada once said, the mission of the spiritual master is more important than the desire to go back home, back to Krishna, and to have more intense desire to spread Krishna consciousness than the desire to go back home to Krishna. Then in this desire to fulfill the mission of and the instruction of the spiritual master, that's already the ticket back home, back to Krishna. You don't have to have separate desires to go back to Krishna. That's already included. And somebody who always meditates about the mission of Guru Krishna, he is always absorbed, he's always in the transcendental, and he's always in spiritual consciousness, transcendental life. Therefore, he's under the, how it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Shakti, Daivi Prakriti Ashrita. Somebody who takes shelter, devotee who takes shelter under the divine energy of Krishna, Daivi Shakti, Ashrita, taking shelter, then such a Mahatma, he's a very great soul, he's very rare. So what we see all over the world, actually, we are so few Sankirtan devotees who are going out and distributing books, preaching Krishna consciousness. Even few Vaishnavas, comparison to so many living entities on this world, even human beings, we are practically a handful of people who are distributing Krishna consciousness. But these few devotees, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can have such a big impression to the society. There are actually real, like in the Mahabharata, that describe Maharatis, Ikharatis, Asiratis. Maharati means somebody who can fight with 10,000 elephants or more. Soldiers, and Hathirath is even one who has unlimited elephants and soldiers he can buy. So by the mercy of Guru Krishna, one can become such a Maharathi or Hathirathi to distribute unlimited amount of books, install the time bombs everywhere.
The main question is developing the positive attitude that it is possible, isn't it? You know, it's the whole thing
is
not possible.
It possible is in the dictionary of the fool. It's possible. It's possible to become pure devotee. It's possible to distribute a lot of books like Harinama Nama. And when it's not possible, then our philosophy would not be right. It's possible. Not only one can do it. But although you maybe you cannot be like Harinamananda, just try to do the best. It's like the example with Hanuman and Tiger. The example is given, you know, that both give the same amount of service to the Supreme Lord. So the point is, one should not become puffed up as a Hanuman, you know, and think, no, I'm such a big book distributor, and you are a small one, you know, what's the use if you go out? Better you stay in the temple, you know, and ring the bell.
Or clean the floor or something like this, you know. Serve ourselves down and serve the Sankirtan devotees, serve me.
Then that's proud. And then Krishna's not satisfied. Like Lord Ramachandra, he chastised Hanuman by telling him, you know, this did Sahaja 2% around the self like you? You get 100% according to your body capacity. Did Sahaja give 100% according to his capacity of the Sahaja? So the main thing is that we endeavor as much as we can according to our capacity to serve the mission of ISKCON to the Prabhupada, to help these groups going out somehow to this conditioned soul by less, more or less quantity. Doesn't matter. Just by endeavoring already, Krishna Prabhupada becomes satisfied. Just by endeavoring. But just by short giving the example, endeavor to go out regularly, although big or small, middle, whatever you do. And the next thing is the love and devotion and the endeavor staying behind it. Like we always say, Prabhupada said, Krishna don't see what you give, he sees what you're holding back. Maybe some devotee who distributes a big amount of books, he can even give much more. Then you actually do it now. Or maybe somebody gives everything practically now, and he can do so much. Doesn't mean, you know, that this devotee is less and the other one is more. And everybody gives according to his capacity. So one should not only think, you know, now I have only this capacity and he has this capacity, and I should not try to endeavor to improve more. You should always try to improve more. Better chanting, better understanding philosophy, better become more purified, try to improve our institution quality, everything like to improve our sadhana. Actually, the devotee is always working in himself. He tries always to improve, become better. He's never satisfied and thinks, oh, that's the limit now. Then as soon as we think it's the limit, that means we go down. So that's what we're always to be in the humble mood, to try and give always the credit to Guru Krishna and try to do always more, to do better. And then do the mercy of Guru Krishna, we can do more.
What I'd like to know is when, like selling old piles of big books, you give them one, tell them about the first one, and if they're favourable, and try and give them the whole set in their hand, then do you hit them up for the cost price for the whole lot at the end after you've given them a whole handful, or how do you do it?
The point is, you have to, I don't know how much everybody can take, you know. Some can, according to my number, take, you know, 20, 22 books. And, a little hard maybe, especially when you have the
22 volumes of English. You know, it can take 5 minutes maybe, you know, but you have to put it somewhere still heavy.
So, you have to see which books you have. And then you have to look very heavy English books, and you cannot take 20 books.
Yes.
We tried with these 12 books, they're already heavy. Bent, you know, taken on the arm, thrilled. Heavy than the 20 feet, hardly arm and under. They are much more heavy. 12 books.
I think you need to especially have a multi-light over
here. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you might have the money at the end after you, you know, the variable, after you give them the whole
one. Yeah, I want to explain, but first you have to understand how the circumstances.
Yeah.
Different books, the size, it's also important. So then you have this smaller book, a big book like they have in German, you have seen maybe. Then you take like 50 to say 50 and 70 on the arms. Different kinds of books. I've got minimum 7, 8 different books. Harinamas, maybe 10, 12, maybe more different books. According. And so we try to present first, like one or two books. Try to make them interesting, tell them, you know, that today we have this book, we should have to show these books to the people here. There are books about from the old Indian culture and philosophy, translated from Sanskrit, from the Veda, about karma, incarnation, and so on. We also maybe have read already about this kind of books or philosophy. They're very nicely made, and then try to make them interesting in this way, to that they become attracted. They are always ask them questions. You like to read, or you have heard about yoga, you have heard about reincarnation, karma, and so on, or you are vegetarian maybe. So in this way we try to get their attention. They ask also, maybe when they don't like to read, you know, maybe some relatives or children or the wife or friends who also like to read. Or you can read it later when you are pensioner, or when you are on vacation, or when you are sick. So we try to somehow get the attention that they somehow become attached to these one or two books. And then immediately when you see that they are more interested, then you show them a few books more.
You place them in the hand.
Yeah, always put it in the pocket. And when people don't take the books in the hand, that means you know that they're not interested. First they have to get somehow books in the hand. Otherwise, it's no use to give them more. So then, when he's interested, you give him more and more books and tell him about what's about it, you know. Like different Bhagavatams, you know, can tell about any Bhagavatam something. So this way, it gets attention. Then we tell them, you know, today. Most of the time we try to give him like first like 4 or 5 books, you know. Tell them, you know, they cost so much in the shop. Huge price. But they really cost, you know, would cost in the shop. And then today we tell him, you know, we give them out today for the printing because we help to produce and to translate these books with our brand. And now we can give them for the printing price. Not every bit more for our value, for our own self. Sometimes they also say when they hesitate, you know, we have a farm project by biologic. What is it in English, biologic?
Or farming.
Try to get a good donation for these 4 or 5 books or so. Then they give a real good donation. Then we try to present him more books. Tell him, you know, why you don't take the whole thing, you know. You have already this and this. Then you have the whole encyclopedia from the Vedic culture, story, high culture, philosophy from India, history, and just give something more, try to give something more. No ordinary, this whole that you're doing so much, big donation, have a huge value. Try to get the question of consciousness. When your consciousness is, how would I say, on the level, you know, these books achieve books, or the people didn't know, they don't want the books, they don't want to pay the books, they don't want to give the price of the books, or even anything of the books. So somehow we are furious to give to, in the presentation already, we have it already in the mind, oh, will we give the Lakshmi or no, or how much will we give, you know, and we are furious, you know. Then they feel this, and then we get these people who give this, you know, little money. As we say, the $5 people, you know, or $2, or $1 people. And your consciousness is low, you know, and has to give out somehow the books to cheap, you know, then you meet these people. But when your consciousness is high, then you think actually these books are very valuable, that you can actually not pay them, it's spiritual value is so high, practically impossible to pay with material things. Many people actually say, actually I cannot pay, I know these books are so valuable, you know. How much can I give you, you know? Then you don't know, you know, that then you have not to speak with $5 or $10, you know, then you can go huge, you know, shopping, high. And they will give it, because there's already appreciation for the value of the book. Therefore they will give naturally more. Therefore these people have to give automatic wealth of more books. And how more you books you give, how more you get donations.
Then how more they actually give. But
Krishna, for this book, it's for the spreading of this Krishna consciousness movement, how more they actually make advancement, how more big the nation they get, how more they make advancement. And that, therefore, it's not only so-called compassion that they give them out books actually for free, or very cheap, and they call compassion, or try to give out as many books as possible. They have compassion in all, but they have concern with these conditioned souls, with these people, that they actually give out a nice donation for these books. Especially nowadays. Everybody here, practically in the West, speaking out in the West, you know, in Europe, or America, Australia, there's enough Lakshmi to pay probably easy back. And they're still cheap. And then the people will appreciate the presentation, and then they go straight forward on the merit or on the basis of the book you present the book.
There is a philosophy that every book has been a, with the book, the person, For instance, it's very important to give the book a nice consciousness to the older person who read it, who gives nice relation with it. Very much important how you give the book. And I like this philosophy. I want to preach also in Israel, but I want to just contrast other philosophy, which says, no matter how you give the book has a real life. Krishna was already coming to read without the body and so many stories.
Yeah, there are many leelas. Every book is a leela. Although we don't see it sometimes. So the, you want to hear leela?
No, just why we should not see this.
Huh?
I want you to see this philosophy, that's all I'm asking.
He's saying that some people say that since the book, you know, is Krishna, and every book will find its way to somebody favorable. No matter how you give the book out, if you give it free, if you just throw it in the doorway, or if you cheat the person, beat the person, as long as they get the book and you get the money, that's good. Because ultimately the book will do some good. So some people say that, you know.
By hook and crook, we should give it out, even by cheating.
No, that's right. And I'm going to come back to Israel and I'm going to preach what I have here. During the chanting, I want to get the proper philosophy.
We're saying that it's important how you approach people and everything. I can give something. Because Prabhupada said that, like sometimes, not devotees were really, especially in Americans here have the tendency to do everything in a very enthusiastic way or something, but they were doing very cheating in order to sell the book and very disdainful towards the karmis. They're just, you know, karmis. They're going to hell anyway and we just have to give them the book and we'll never see them again, you know. And they're going to destroy themselves anyway within a few minutes with their bombs. Those kind of ideas were going. And sometimes it got so extreme that they were literally stealing, you know. But Prabhupada said this is not good. Ultimately, transcendentally, of course, you do anything for Krishna. And ultimately then, you know, Krishna will accept well if you're giving everything to Krishna. But at the same time, we're supposed to come to the mode of goodness. A devotee's activity should be in the mode of goodness. So Prabhupada's answer was that these are not going to develop any good qualities in the devotees, which is also part of the process, that one is chanting for his own purification, writing for his own purification, distributing books for his own purification also. So we want to do it very, very nicely and develop, you know, and no matter how nicely we do it, it doesn't mean the person we give the book to is going to be the person who reads the book. But he may say, oh, I met a really nice person and I got this book. Now if we cheat the person and he may throw the book in the garbage and someone may find it.
In Israel it's not so much cheating, but it's more like giving the book for free and selling a painting and then giving the person the book for the painting. You pay $200, you give him 2 months of book. So it's straightforward, but he doesn't respect the book so much. He gets like... Not the last half year, but before we were doing it, we were waiting to approach it. We were learning this book, so we put on a painting, we did some action, and then give the book to that to be a nice person and give it to the person for the painting.
And Lord, when they appreciate or when you preach to them or tell them a little about the book, then they like it. Because they like already your presentation, your pictures, and they like the book.
Even though I'm not sure they read it, just say, okay, I'm not sure it's a very good book, you want to give it to me, I don't know if I want to read it.
No, then I want to say, that there's not only one patron comes to this book, and many patrons, many presentations, and that time, place, and circumstances. Not everything, maybe, what is good in Switzerland or Germany or these places, and work in Israel or in other places. So we have to find out what is the right thing. But we should not take the easy thing, you know, or cheating propensity, or the easy just give it out, or, you know, for less money as possible. Anyway, the people will not buy the book. And they have this already, I would call it forward type. try. Therefore, we make the compromise. We have to give out the book to people. We should try to endeavor. Okay. Maybe this not only one way, you can give you many ways. So maybe they can distribute with this painting. That we have, you know, maybe the economic situation is not so good. We don't have so much, cannot get so much luxury by endeavoring, you know.
Yeah, so, very expensive. $25.
Then you give out these books to somebody who is there, who can do it. Some party can go out with this painting, book distribution. Like I do out in Denmark or in Sweden, they have this program too. But there is always a group of brahmacharis or sankirtan people go out on the street or shops or whatever, you know, and try to do out the quantity. Okay. So there can be many programs simultaneously, not only one, by only one. Krishna consciousness is not only like this, you know. And many, any possibilities to present it to our possible. So we should not, as far as possible, we should not treat them, you know, in a way that it can come back to the movement, that they can destroy the movement. Especially when you see in America, although it's a big country, they get so much bad propaganda. I have to speak to the small country of Israel, at least to mind, you know.
Yeah, it comes very
quickly. And as you come back, you know, sure. Then you don't meet the people, these people only once. You meet them many times.
Yeah,
you meet them many times, people every day, practically. And so when you cheat them, then you are finished practically in 1 week. In such place. In 1 day, you know, they can finish you up. And you make something real heavy. Big countries go maybe a little longer, but it also gives you a different action. Sooner or later, you will also come to the same people. But the youth, when they are grown now, when they don't take books anymore, they maybe want a book. But they became so much agitated, they felt themselves cheated that they threw it away. And they never will buy a book again. But then you are sympathetic, and the devotee is very nice and personal to the people, and they will like it. And they will buy you. Prabhupada said they buy you. And we can see this all the time, they buy the devotee, not the books, and they don't know what's actually in the book. But when the devotee presents himself in a personal way, Krishna conscious way, they will like it very much, and therefore they buy the devotee. And when they buy, because they become attracted to the devotee, when they go home, they think, they meditate about it. Although maybe they don't read it immediately, but minimum they will think about, oh, this person was so nice, and minimum I take this book, although I don't read it, maybe now I will take it in my bookshelf, and I take it always out for remembering this person. Sometimes I even read, you know. And then it don't becomes agitated, although it's about Krishna, about religion, about so many things, you know, that you are not his body, that you are a fool and rascal, surrender to Krishna. Heavy preaching, maybe. But they can accept it, because it was presented in the nice way. But when you cheated them in the beginning, then although maybe the philosophy is top nice, you know, super under this, can have the best, I would say paraphernalia, but when you are not sympathetic, the people will not be attracted to this. So nowadays, you know, there's so many things that they can buy according to their desire.
Our program was has been preaching for them, have a preaching center, go out, have my slogan, which is with the patients, have the people preaching for Southern America, that's brilliant. So now, after some time, he said, now let's establish a full-time women's tradition group. And then we took the men from the preaching center, we sent them like a function house, and put everyone put, or did, seven people on full-time women's tradition. Now the result increased about 4 or 5 times. The Shakti was there, but the body getting all the realization was very nice. And of course, the preaching center goes down. And of course, now it's there. So this is more, maybe we can discuss in relevance to development of Ayatra, to develop Ayatra country project. What is the place of book distribution? How much emphasis should everyone just go on book distribution because then you also have some buyer results like some of the not going to go to the student first, you want to leave, there's no kind of place. Should we have like more all around some, maybe you can discuss this, the overall place of book distribution in the structure of the Ayatra, let's say, in the country.
How long do you want to do
that? 16. 16, 15. Come on, let's do it. That's
I know, in the beginning, just get some ground, you know, you have to first emphasize books and solution. Books is the topic, basic, everything will come through the book. The center, Krishna gives too many facilities. And naturally, every yatra in a country should have a temple where the people can come, that they can hear about Krishna and about Prabhupada's books more. Preaching center, preaching center,
like in the middle of town.
So there you have to take, but you don't need for any man to be, to meaning two are enough. Then the rest they should all go out and book books. Or minimum they should go out sometimes in the week.
Yeah, sometimes minimum books. The minute that you put in a half time preaching center, half time book distribution, the meditation goes down. It's not full time, it's not separated, it's mixed, it's from the same volunteer. Full time, waking up in the morning, going out, getting back in the evening, reading, making little sleep, and thinking about tomorrow.
But we will see with the time, you know. I think this from every devotee has seen this, called long on sankirtan, that traveling sankirtan, not everybody can make it for a long time. You have to be a real of the year. Brahmacharya, sannyasi type person, you can do it. And therefore there are always some devotees who cannot do it. They're flipping out completely and they're traveling. They cannot do it after some time. So what do you do with them? Not to tell them that they're Maya, you know, go home, you know, leave the country, go to another place. You know. So you have to engage them. Somehow or other in the preaching mission. But these devotees who are fixed up, you know, where you can send, who can send out on traveling, Brahmachari, Sankirtan devotees, you should let them do as much as possible. There are always some devotees who want to go off, you know, want to take a more little easy, have a little background, you know, place that they can stay, not always traveling to different places. Or fear, you know, it's tough. With the time.
Yeah. I think I'm telling you very nice. The presentation is nice, you know, to take a mentor and then whatever is flying naturally and you can do it.
But our strategy is give everybody the possibility, you know, to come down full time, down to the world, traveling. seeds will crystallize. And somebody that goes on, somebody wants to become a cook, somebody wants to become a butcher, somebody wants to become wants to open a baking center. Somebody has to produce the books, they have also have new books, all the translations, then run all the books. So I run all the books translated in all the languages. I have to have the whole set. So translation has also been going on. So we have to have the growth. But with everything is connected with the great Sankirtan book distribution. Cheating means to tell some lies about the book what is not in the book. Now tell them, you know, it's people ask you, is the book about manpower or about science fiction? Or you tell them, you know, we are collecting for the starving kids in India. I know there are so many stories I have heard, you know, how devotees, you know, again in their mind, because in their weak stage, you know, they begin to invent their own mantras, you know, cheating, propensity, just for the result, you know, that they can become number one in the week because of this pressure. Therefore they try to all kinds of things, you know. Maybe nobody knows about it. Only at the time you hear, oh, this devotee is cheating them. He said this and that. Then it comes back to the movement. We come back. Somebody says, you know, is it science fiction or some novels, you know, children books, you know, somebody asks, then you tell them, you tell straightforward, but you don't look as a child anymore, you know, cannot read all the children books, you should also sometimes read something, you are like more elder now, like an adult, you know. Just read something nicer, you know. Cannot always read the same books like in the first class, you know, in school. You have to go higher and higher. So why don't read something about philosophy, karma, reincarnation, and nice stories about Indian culture, philosophy? You will be satisfied, you know. Something old. Why always only these kind of stories? Why not something about it? Go straight on, you know. They appreciate it. They said, yes, actually you are right. Yeah. They begin to laugh, you know. But then you say, yeah, because out of weakness, you say, yes, yes. Yeah. So, you know, that, you know, you are right. Yeah. Just to gratify their sense. Well, what you say, they say, you are from Hare Krishna. Sometimes devotees simply, No, Hare Krishna. They are somehow in a fearful condition, you know. Think, oh, these people, that may they ask, oh, this is Hare Krishna, this is sect, religion. Okay. And they somehow want to cover it, you know, to avoid it, to go turn around it, you know, feel, you know. And then you have to be very enthusiastic and say, yes, you have heard about it, yeah? You like it also? Yeah? Very nice, you know, that you go on positive, you know, that's the book, you know, about the philosophy, you know, very nice story, culture, philosophy, karma, incarnation, you have maybe also heard about it. And then they forgot already, you know. You say, yes. And many they ask, you know, just for the sake of asking. And the question is over, you know, then when you go very enthusiastic, go on with your heart, you know, to go along the level of the soul, and then there's surrender, you know. And then you can get more and more.
Interested, but never went to the football club, and I always thought I become conflicted.
obligate. So there are many people who think, you know, when I go to this school, they will take me, then I obligated, you know, I have to go again and again, and then I have to, you know, then I become involved in the whole thing, you know. Then maybe I've never come out again. So many people are fearful in this, condition. Only very rare. So, Bhavanam, Bhavanam, Chanmanam, Ante, Gyanamam, Prabhavyate, Vasudevstavam, Viti, Samahatma, Surabham, Krishna. These, after many, many births, somebody who comes, Bhavanam, Chanmanam, Ante, Gyanamam, Prabhavyate, who comes to knowledge about me, gets knowledge about me, he surrenders to me. But such a soul is very rare. Who really surrenders, who comes to the temple. Most of the people are inclined to stay outside and practice somehow philosophy or religion at their home. And they actually will be surprised to know how many people are actually very favorable to Hare Krishna, although they maybe don't know them. Like in America, many years ago, I had a vote about how many believe in Hare Krishna, how many
people? No, I didn't mention her. What is your religion?
I was her religion.
And that was just for between the ages 13 and 15. And they gave, you know, is your religion Catholic, Jewish, Christian, whatever, you know. And then it said other. Didn't even say Hare Krishna. But the number of people who said Hare Krishna came out to be 500,000 people. And that was quite some years ago.
Now you can imagine now.
And, you know, what to speak if you would have had it written in there that you could, you know, so they didn't have to think. So, and that's just that one age group, 13 years old to 18 years old. So, you know, you have no idea how many people are responding in so many ways. And even without knowing it's Hare Krishna, like he mentioned yesterday in class, and he mentioned that, like in New Zealand, they closed 22 slaughterhouses. In America, there's one devotee who he works in a university, he's a professor, and it's in a place where the only people business is the beef business, raising cattle. And those people are in so much anxiety now because the sales of beef is going down so much. And their magazine said it's due to rampant vegetarianism. You know, and the beef people are fighting. They spent millions of dollars advertising beef as health food and all these things, you know. They tried like anything. A real person, you know, they have a beautiful girl thing. I don't trust anyone who doesn't eat beef. They tried everything, but still. So many of those people, they're becoming vegetarians. They think, well, I might help this, that, but it's all due to the influence of especially people reading Bhagavad Gita and meeting devotees. You know, and devotees demonstrating, you know, here we are, we're living without. So, and so many things in America that they want to ban cigarettes completely. You know, they've already done it, like most airplanes, there's no cigarettes, and almost all public places, people who smoke cigarettes they feel like, you know, they have leprosy or something. They go into restaurants, if you smoke, you know, go back, you know, go in the back, there's a special place. And this is actually, devotees can understand, this is, you know, these are like side effects. All these new movements where people trying to be in the mode of goodness and organic food, all these things come as a, you know, as a result. And then people are capable, if they meet devotees more and more and hear about Krishna, which is our duty, we don't have to tell them about these things, you know, so much. But if we keep telling people about Krishna, about the soul, about reincarnation, you know, some people may not take that, but gradually they'll understand it as they become pure. We don't know how many devotees. Prabhupada said the historians are going to say, how did they do it? They took over the world, but they didn't do anything. You know, they just suddenly, there'll be so many people, you know, as they meet each other and they, oh, you're into Hare Krishna? Yeah. You know, most of the people, they may be home reading, but they don't want to tell anybody. You know, even they quit smoking, you know, their friends say, why'd you quit smoking, you know? Go, what happened? You know, why don't you drink anymore? Why don't you, you know? So they, and they don't want to say, well, I'm a Hare Krishna in their job, because maybe the job will fire them, or who knows what will happen. But in due course of time, when they meet, well, there's another one, you know, someone says, well, you know, pretty soon they'll say, well, there's enough of us now, we can do something. So we'll see. We don't, Prabhupada wasn't concerned, you know, that millions of people jumped up. He was concerned just keep distributing the books. There are so many people, there's 5 billion people in the world. How many books can, you know?
So the devotee who distributes the books, he must have, you know, fully, he must have faith in that if books distributed all over the world, then Krishna consciousness will spread them. He must have for sure that it is enough. So many books are distributed and all we can.
So was that, and you, and I've heard in your country so many books are distributed, the means teaching has to become successful. So Kumara statement about to in Germany, there are some people who are speaking about against vegetarianism and smoking and all kinds of things, but against the Republic principle. And they use the same words to Prabhupada's book and write it in their literature and in their thing. But they don't say it from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada from even that book, you know. But it's like when you read it, you know exactly, it's exactly from Prabhupada's book. But that's what they write.
Small, short, little question. But the question is very obvious.
There are many other controversial. So, first question is close to the shop, you reveal your mind to the person, you answer the site, you go to the shop.
Yeah.
Then the person that has this book is very happy, says, wait a minute, go to the show last year, I took a book. He showed you the
last year, he took a book.
So the Bhagavad Gita you were last year, he's smiling, looking at you, you're smiling, then what?
It's wonderful, you got this very nice Bhagavad Gita, you read it?
You didn't say it.
Huh? No?
You didn't say something, not yet, I look to
it. Have you read a little already? Something?
You didn't say it.
Or maybe you're right? You can open your other eyes, you can tell me. Don't tell to somebody else. Tell him, you know. Under us, you can tell it, you know. I don't tell somebody else. But never, oh, you read something, huh? You like it, yeah? So, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, it's the ABC of spiritual life. The beginning. So, as you maybe have seen and explained about self-realization, you know, that how you can come free of your bodily distresses, attachments, difficulties. That's the Bhagavad Gita. But then now we have this new theory about the Bhagavatam. You know, the Bhagavatam is actually the book after the Bhagavad Gita. You know, Bhagavad Gita leads you to this theory of the old history of the Indian culture. Maybe you have heard Mahabharata or Ramayana, or the high culture story about the high culture from India, Sanskrit. So there are beautiful stories in it, you know. It's the first time now we get these books, 12 books. So maybe you can try to look in it. Beautifully done, and then I show you, you know, like pictures and how he becomes attractive. And when he comes to that, he becomes attractive, and you give him as many books he can take. And when he doesn't become, then you give him the address and tell him, why don't you come to our center and city? Give him an invitation to the beaches and the temple or restaurant.
Third question is a bit shorter. So you have your many books.
Yes.
So there's two principles. One is Lakshmi, you want to get a big donation. One is books, you want to give more books. So you have to balance. Sometimes it doesn't go together. For example, let's say you want to give three books. Now you want to ask him for a big donation. And you get your big donation, what's the meaning of, will you give him more books in the end? Just to give him more books?
Depends. When he likes to take more, and it's also ready to give more Lakshmi. You don't give him out books for free, you know.
Even though if you give more than you want.
Yeah, first we try to give, that we try to give him more, you know, we try to give out more donations. Then he becomes satisfied with the donation. Like Hari Ramanam, he never becomes satisfied. When somebody gives $1,000, he asks, you know, for one more. At least something more, you know. Or 500, you know, he asks, you know. I give you all these, maybe you can give something more, you know. So sometimes the people give more. Otherwise when you see they don't want to give more, they are satisfied with that they have, then you, maybe they are satisfied with them what you gave them already, with a big donation. So you can give another person maybe a book sometimes, you know. Or you let him one more or so, like this guy. You know. To, you know, that from your point of view, appreciation, you know, that he's a nice person, and then he also will like it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give, you know, you give him maybe for three books, $100, American dollars,
mm-hmm.
and then you think, oh, that's a big donation, I could actually give him 10 books for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give him 7 more, but you actually give the price for his $100 for the three. And then he suddenly gets 7 more, you know. Looks a little strange.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So his appreciation for the books will go down. Understand? Appreciation will go down. So therefore let him the impression of the high quality, the high price. Give him maybe one book more than he likes. Or let him get what he has, you know. Or try to give more, get more, you know, then you can give him the 7 more. But you should give minimum something more.
So the natural consequence of this understanding is that you read the scores in terms of luxury, not only luxury. Because if you just read the books, then the body would say, let's just give to 7 more books, just have many books.
Both have to be, but they make our, list from the according to Lakshmi.
I suppose the contribution, not according to Lakshmi.
Otherwise, the devotees will want to give out the books, you know, very cheap.
Yeah, that's what they do. Just become broken and then, you know.
But we don't want, you know, that you only go on Lakshmi, the books should also be here. Not only that we become concentrated in big Lakshmi and less quantity of books. And actually, how more books they distribute for the double BPD price, the right price. How more Lakshmi will be over there.
And then if you do all the books in Alpha Sunday and this way. This is the world only when you can look to the book.
Yeah.
Then it's very close way.
When you do paraphernalia, you should make an order list. Paraphernalia, and they have composition. You know, otherwise it's not the same. You know. Not right. You should make composition with equal. Equal paraphernalia, equal books. Now what can you
do? Very nice.
Right?
Yes. When you put your full body on that, you fully are supposed to be full of all of our people.
Yeah, in my opinion, we were told about the story when you were casting books in crowd
was, yeah. The concept of King Floyd. I agree to it, thanks. preacher was saying you were just throwing the books out.
Pink Floyd concert, Pink Floyd when you were throwing
books on
the ground.
It was
many years ago. But when preacher was young, and I also, but about 14 years ago.
But it was like he was just saying what it looked like, but obviously you're talking to people.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I get the books out, you know, I don't speak with people. I always speak with people.
But sometimes it's like that. When a devotee's consciousness is very good, it's just so fast, if you're watching them, it just looks like